It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are off today, back on Monday with Frank when they all return from their Jamaica vacation. So I got Tim and Josh here in the studio with me, but I also need you as a contestant for the Harris Challenge. The moment you've been waiting for all week long is here. As long as you have not played in 2016, you're welcome to join me today. 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. Those are our phone numbers. Now, if you're a new listener and you've never heard the Harris Challenge, let me lay out for you how this works. I'm going to pick a contestant here at random off the phone lines, and that person is going to get to choose a category from the ones that come spilling out of our computer in a moment. And in that category, there will be five questions, a one-point question, a two, a three, a four, and a five. That's a total of 15 points. In order to win, you have to get more than half of those points. So 8 points will do it, 9, 10, 11, all the way up to 15. If you do get 8 points or better, you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Price Man!
You got me working.
Yeah, I do have you working as the substitute prize man today while Dan is gone, Tim.
All right, Dan. Dan's gone. All right, Paul, we've got one dozen free donuts from...
Donuts.
Do it again.
Donuts. All right.
Old Town Donut Shop with two locations in Florissant and Cottleville. We've got Peroni Street Pizzeria gift card with two locations in Florissant and O'Fallon, Missouri at MNP. And from Werenberg Theater. Free movie passes.
Yeah. So you have your choice of those, or if you do get all 15 points, we call that the clean sweep, and we give you a bonus prize.
And for a clean sweep, you get a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and now pizza delivery. 636-220-8989 or candices.net.
All right, the business out of the way. Let's meet the first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Luke.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Welcome to the show. Everybody who gets on the Harris Challenge is offered a unique broadcast opportunity that we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. You can use it to suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or if you prearranged your own commercial endorsement, here's where you cash in on the big bucks.
Right on. Nothing too prearranged, but I just got some fun new woodworking tools from a cool website called grizzly.com. So woodworking or metalworking, you can check it out.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer and see which categories come spilling out, led, of course, by our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Or you can choose Music and TV Names You Know, or Category 3, The Late Glenn Frey. Which one would you like, Luke?
What was the second category?
Music and TV Names You Know.
Let's try that one.
All right, we'll see if that's true. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. The song Hello has become the fastest to reach 1 billion views on YouTube. Who sings it?
Adele.
Correct. Which singer was given a 35-carat, $7.5 million engagement ring by boyfriend Pete James Packer yesterday? Mariah Carey, Carrie Underwood, or Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj.
Mariah Carey. Which musician, best known for American Pie, was arrested on domestic violence charges on Monday?
Don McLean.
Correct. Which one-time member of the In Living Color cast helped pull a man from a burning truck this week?
Jamie Foxx.
Correct. Five-pointer. Which of these is not part of a new reality series coming out later this year? LeBron James, Charlie Sheen, or Professor Stephen Hawking?
This is a guess. Stephen Hawking.
He is going to be in a reality show later this year, a science-based show, and so is LeBron James, who's producing one about Cleveland. It's Charlie Sheen who will not be. But here's the good news for you, Luke. You got the 1, the 3, and the 4. That's 8 points just above the prize threshold, and you are a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a great weekend. Hang on, and Tim will tell you how you get your prizes while I meet contestant number 2. Hello, Randy.
How are we doing today? AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and plug something.
Well, I'm a single guy, so I can't do that. So let's just play the game.
All right. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? The late Glenn Frey. Or our new third category, White as White Can Be, which is not about the Academy Awards.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm an Eagles fan, so I'll try to blow up on Glenn Frey.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Glenn Frey, of course, died this week at the age of 67. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these classic rockers co-wrote the Eagles hit Take It Easy with Glenn Frey? Bob Seger, Jackson Browne, or Joe Walsh?
Joe Walsh.
Jackson Browne. What is the name of the drummer who co-founded the Eagles with Glenn Frey?
Don Henley.
Correct. Which Eagles album is listed in Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums of All Time?
Hotel California?
Correct. On what 1980s cop drama did Glenn Frey appear?
Miami Vice.
Correct. Five-pointer. Before forming the Eagles, which singer's band was Glenn Frey in? Was it Linda Ronstadt, King, or Carly Simon?
That'd be Linda Ronstadt.
That would be Linda Ronstadt. And if you'd only gotten that one-pointer, Randy, you would have had the clean sweep. But you got yourself 14 points, and that's way enough to win. So hang on, and Tim will tell you how you get your prizes.
All righty, thank you.
All right, here's contestant number three. Hello, Ted. Ted, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Ted. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Hi, I'd like to plug the soccer show I'm a part of on 590 AM every Saturday morning at 11 AM, the STL United Soccer Show.
Okay, we always appreciate giving plugs to other radio stations, Ted.
That's true. We pay for our time. We're good.
Okay, well, you pay them, not me.
I know.
Okay, so this weekend when you're on there, you're going to plug the Harris Challenge, right?
I do every week with Dan Dillon, and he does a trivia segment. I said, I heard that on Paul Harris last night.
Or you can listen to the Inside Out show at 11 a.m. on the big 550.
All right, Ted, which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? White as white can be, or our new third category, On This Day?
Have you been paying attention?
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Michigan city is suffering through a public health emergency over its water supply?
That would be Flint.
Correct. A California company recalled shipments of cough syrup because instead of a Chinese herbal remedy, it actually contained which of these as a secret ingredient? Cocaine, liquid lead, or morphine?
Liquid lead.
Morphine. For 1 point each, which five planets were aligned? I'm sorry, that's the five-pointer. Here's your three-pointer. Which NFL team became the first to hire a woman as an assistant coach this week?
Buffalo Bills.
Correct. Four-pointer. Which world leader has been implicated in the 2006 assassination of a Russian spy turned British citizen?
Putin.
Correct. Now the five-pointer. For 1 point each, which five planets were aligned in an arc in the sky this morning?
Mars.
That's one.
Venus.
That's two.
Pluto.
No, not a planet.
Earth.
No.
Saturn.
I'm going to give you Saturn. The other two were Mercury and Jupiter. So let's see how you did here. You got the one, plus those three makes four, plus seven more for the Bills and Putin gives you 14 points. Congratulations.
Woo!
Yeah. It doesn't give you 14, it gives you 11, but you're still a winner. Congratulations, Ted.
Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome. Hang on, and Tim will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will go to our fourth contestant today. Hello, Scott.
Good afternoon.
Hi. 5 seconds to plug whatever you like.
I'm just glad we're not getting what the East Coast is getting.
Me too. Me too. 2 feet or more of snow. No, thank you.
Scott, you don't have any other radio programs that you want to plug?
No, that's okay. That's all right, Scott. We have two categories left, White as White Can Be or On This Day.
Let's try White as White Can Be.
All right. The word white will appear in all of the answers here, Scott. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What real estate scandal plagued the Bill Clinton administration?
Whitewater.
Correct. What movie starred Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson?
White Men Can Jump.
No, they can't. White Men Can't Jump. What former Green Bay Packer was nicknamed the Minister of Defense?
Reggie White.
Correct. Which 1980s band was led by David Coverdale and did videos that featured Tawny Catane?
White Snake.
Correct. Which TV show of the 70s starred Ken Howard as a high school basketball coach?
Chicago, Carver High. White Knight?
You know the show, but it was called The White Shadow. Not wow. The White Knights, Scott. So let's see how you did here. Whitewater for one, Reggie White for three, White Snake for four. 8 points makes you a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Four winners in a row today. Let's see if we can get one more on the board, and maybe it'll be you, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Nothing much to say. Just glad it's finally Friday. And the AM and the PM.
All right, we appreciate that. Our category left on the board here is On This Day. We've got 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the name of the security regiment that has been guarding the Pope since this day in 1506?
Pass.
In 1997, who became the first Speaker of the House to be disciplined by Congress for ethics violations?
Tip O'Neill.
Newt Gingrich. In 1977, which president pardoned all Vietnam War draft evaders?
Ford.
Jimmy Carter. In 1793, what device was used to execute Louis XVI of France after he was found guilty of treason?
Guillotine
is right. In 1954, a submarine named the USS Nautilus was launched in Groton, Connecticut. What made it unique?
What year was that?
54.
First nuclear sub?
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. What is the name of the security regiment that's been guarding the Pope since this day in 1506?
I don't know. The Pope Patrol. No idea.
The Pope Patrol. You know what? Let me ask the judges. Can we accept Pope Patrol?
Yeah.
No, we can't. We needed the Swiss Guard. That's what they're called, Mike. But the good news for you is even though you choked early, you rallied late for the four and five for a total of nine, and we've got five consecutive winners for the first time in a long time. Why are you unhappy?
Because I knew what the music was that we were going to play.
Oh, the punishment music.
The punishment music.
Here's the good news. Mike, thank you very much for playing. Have a great weekend.
Somebody asked me why I'm unhappy. I'm going crazy back here.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Hard Worker has to fill out five pieces of paper now.
Yeah, answer calls. Try to do this.
It's a tough life.
It is.
You want to work in a coal mine? It's a lot easier.
This is the last time, no.
Josh is upset because we couldn't use the punishment music. The good news is we'll have punishment music ready to roll for next week when we play the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS. If you missed previous Harris Challenges, you can come back and pick them up on my website, harrisonline.com. And, of course, live here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via that free downloadable KTRS app.